Wool's gaze shifted to his Bertal, and Leia thought he would take another drink in an attempt to calm himself, when he surprised her by merely gazing into the glass while he contemplated what he had just been told. She realized that his hard drinking act was just a ruse, designed to put other people at ease, and perhaps to cause them to underestimate him. After a moment, Wool nodded and returned his gaze to Leia.
"But Jedi can't handle the Sith and Dala breathing down their colors. Is that correct?"
Leia nodded.
"Exactly."
Wool contemplated this for a moment, then asked,
"And what do you expect me to do about that? I'm the chair of the subcommittee on mineral taxation. I don't have that kind of leverage over Dala."
Lando stood up and slapped a hand on Wool's shoulder.
"Lou, old buddy, we're not looking for leverage, and you know it."
Wool's brow rose.
"I do?"
He looked up, feigning an innocence his force aura did not exude. Then he saw the expression on Lando's face and exhaled loudly.
"Okay, but after this, we start from even again."
Lando's chuckle verged on a true belly laugh.
"Fair enough," he said. "What's a little Sabacc debt compared with the possibility of a Sith Empire?"
"I'm glad you see it that way."
Will motioned to the tumbler in front of Lando's chair.
"Now sit down and drink some of that Bertal while I prepare a little gift for my new friends."
"Thanks," Lando said, smiling and returning to his chair. "Don't mind if I do."
Wool pulled a small data pad from inside his tunic and thumbed some keys, then slid the pad across the table toward Leia.
"That's a list of everyone in government and the military who owes me a favor, and who can be counted on to keep it."
He continued to hold the data pad beneath his fingers.
"But I trust you're not talking about another coup."
Leia hesitated, glancing across the table at Jaina. So far, they had not revealed anything the entire galaxy was not going to learn within the next couple of weeks anyway. There were already rumors coming out of Hutt Space that there had been some Sith involvement in the slave revolt on Clatooine. But the Council's plan for dealing with Dala had to remain a closely held secret until the trap was sprung. And senators with gambling debts did not usually make the most trustworthy of partners. When Leia did not reply quickly enough, Wool's face sagged.
"I see."
He pulled the data pad back and turned toward Lando.
"I don't know how you could think I'd involve—"
"It's not a coup,"
Leia interrupted. She also turned to Lando.
"How much does he owe you?"
Lando's eyes lit in comprehension.
"Not much." He flashed an artificial grin. "Just 25.
2,500?
Jaina asked. Lando shook his head, and Leia's heart fell.
25,000?
She clarified. That wasn't a lot next to a senator's salary, but politicians had been known to sell out for less.
"Lando, I wish you'd mentioned this earlier. I'm not sure the Masters would have approved coming to Lou if they had known he had gambling debts."
Lando continued to smile.
"Why?" he asked. "It's a private matter between Lou and me."
"And it isn't 25,000,
Wool added gruffly.
"What do you take me for? A chump?"
25 million?
Han asked, whistling. He turned to Leia.
"Look, I don't think you need to worry about Lou. With that kind of money on the table, nobody's gonna sell us out."
"Relax, will you?" Lando said. "Lou wouldn't sell you out at any price."
"Thank you, Lando,"
Wool said.
"Also, just for the record, it isn't 25 million.